I'm Amanda Balbi, Assistant Editor at Consultant and Consultant360.com. Today I'm joined by Dr. Bassem Rachrout, who is an internal medicine specialist at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Today he will be speaking to us about dementia in the elderly. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Rachrout.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you today and discuss a common topic we see on daily practice as internists. Dementia is one of the common medical problems and questions we face on daily practice as general internists. As we know, dementia is acquired cognitive behavioral disorder that results in impaired activities of daily living. But to make the diagnosis of dementia, we should have and meet the criteria of the diagnosis. Like, the patient's cognitive deficits must interfere with his daily functioning and result in some loss of independence. And most of the time, this will represent a decline from previous level of functioning. And these changes should not be explained by delirium or major psychiatric disorder. And by our evaluation, we should see these changes should involve at least two of cognitive domains. When we talk about cognitive domains, we keep in our minds the five neuropsychiatric cognitive domains, like memory and learning, complex attention, the executive function, perceptual or motor abilities, and the language or social cognition. We know dementia, the common type we see the degenerative dementia like Alzheimer's disease. The other two types under neurodegenerative dementia, dementia with Lewy bodies and frontotemporal dementia. Other types of dementia could happen from secondary causes that we can treat, as we see vascular causes, metabolic, structural causes, and from epilepsy, we keep in our mind autoimmune paraneoplastic causes, infectious causes, traumatic and psychiatric causes. In general, how we make the diagnosis? Most of the time, patient will present to the clinic. Either he presents himself with a concern about a memory or cognitive decline that he would like further checkup, or he has a family history of dementia he would like to evaluate and discuss for this possibility. Other presentation to the clinic, as we know, it comes with a family concern, the family observation of change in the patient's behavior and or activities or decline in his executive skills and function. In general, we start our evaluation by meeting with the patient and his family. As we know, we should meet with the patient, taking the history in presence of a family if we need, as we talk about close relative like spouse. Plus, we have to find objective cognitive assessment to evaluate the cognitive condition. At the bedside, we can run mental status examination. Many mental status exam is not enough to screen for dementia or cognitive impairment as it does not include the five domains. The screening tools we recommend like Cochrane short test of mental status or Montreal cognitive assessment. Part of the history we like to evaluate and take the history from the patient and the family to assess for any hallucination, delusions, a dream enactment disorder like sleep disorder or personality disorder. Alternative to our bedside mental status examination, we can proceed with referral to neuropsychiatric evaluation. As we know, neuropsychiatric checkup will be important and helpful to have a baseline evaluation for the cognitive checkup and to measure any progression down the road. The neuropsych evaluation gives us severity of the cognitive malfunction, i.e. mild to moderate dementia, also will give us idea which domain, cognitive domain, is affected. At the same time, we screen and evaluate for depression. After completing the history and physical exam, we run basic blood tests to check, for example, on CBC and to screen for treatable causes like thyroid function test, vitamin B12 and folate. We screen for syphilis and HIV. Now, most of the time, imaging study like brain MRI to screen for structural causes like stroke or tumor or hematomas. So this will be most of the time at the general internal medicine clinic. Next step, if we need further detailed expert opinion, we arrange referral to neurology clinic. And this is actually warranted if the patient is at young age, i.e. the onset of symptom less than 60, or if the patient has atypical or rapidly progressive cognitive presentation, or after completing the initial evaluation, we notice abnormal blood test or imaging studies. We know rapidly progressive dementia is very important to look for and evaluate, which happens over weeks to months, as we look for treatable causes like infectious causes, inflammatory causes, autoimmune and metabolic causes. And most of the time, by referring the patient to neurology clinic, this will lead to more detailed checkup to rule out secondary causes by doing metabolic brain scan or PET scan, EEG study, or CSF studies. Commonly, we see mild cognitive impairment diagnosis as the patient comes at early stage. And this is the stage where we see commonly is pre-dementia characterized by memory loss or cognitive impairment that does not affect the activities of daily living. In general, mild cognitive impairment is the state between normal aging and dementia, presents with decline in cognitive function that is greater than what is expected with the normal aging, but has not yet resulted in significant functional disability. And usually it is gradual, and for some patients may be progressive. For the mild cognitive impairment, in 10 to 15% of patients with this condition transition to dementia per year, compared to 1 or 2% per year for general population. This kind of introductory information about dementia, I hope you like the way we're presenting it and reaching to initial evaluation, ending with evaluating the baseline for the patient and to put treatment plan and further discussion with the patient and or his family. And definitely, once you make the diagnosis, we need further approach to put management plan for the patient. And thank you so much for hearing me, and I appreciate your time hearing my talk today. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to your future work with consultants as well.
Thank you, Amanda. I hope we'll be continuing on the same topic at future meetings and presentations, and have other kind of line of treatment plan, medication approach for patients with dementia. Thank you.